Eli Koyre Miseir. Oimer Hanavi. Eli Koyre Yisrael Midaka Shal Seir. To me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Klai Yisrael will call out from the pressures of Edom. Migolah Seir Shadom Lalaila. From the exile of Seder, which is comparable to the night. And they're going to ask, what's with the light? How long is the night? What's going to be with the end of the night? Like this person who's an overlook, an outlook, the guy who's looking afar. He's standing at his post. He's watching. They're asking him, from your vantage point, can you see how much of the night is already gone? When's it going to be morning? How many shemaris? He's loving me. How many more shemaris to the night? And Klai Yisrael has the same thing. And this gullus, we're always asking and looking for those sparks of the light at the end of the tunnel. Is it almost by day? That's what they would ask the Navi. When's the end of this dark gullus? On my post, I am standing. I'm standing this strong. And I'm waiting to hear the word to me. On my Musar. Tell us, what's HaKadosh Baruch Hu telling you? That's what it says, that the Shemer says, Mami Laila, I don't know. I guess what's the difference between Mami Lel and Mami Laila? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nikra Shemer Yisrael. Because Baruch was called the Shem Yisrael. So Neymar, he knew lo yinom lo yishan Shem Yisrael. Ubir hakos of Shem Yisrael, Mam Yilel. The Shemer of Yisrael says, Mam Yilel al peronus Edoim, oid masai nimshach. How long will it still go on for? Haydi eni masai kitzay. Tell me, when is going to be the end of it? Vad Navi Meshiva. And the Navi answers, Klai Yisrael, Asa Boiker, the morning's coming. I'll say, Atem Shehli Moisi. Midas Elayla, this is you're asking me about the measure, how long the night is. How much already have it passed? Karevu lifnei boker. The Navi says, don't worry, it's close. We're getting close to the morning. Kloimar, kareva hayeshua lavoi. Gosh, if the Navi said that, it's been a while. Awesome, boker. The morning's coming. Kevar avar golus bavel shadayim aliyayim. The golus bavel is already over. Shadayim aliyayim. He's going on Golis Bavel. He's talking about Golis Edom. On Golis Bavel, it was already over. It was just Shivim Shana, and that's why it's considered like a Yoim. The Gam Laila. Gam Golis Edom. Shadok Laila Kvar Avru Shneim. Umima Akev. Wow. The real number to the Golis Edom is already over. So then what's not holding us back? It's not Golis Edom. It's not God's predestined time for the Golis. Sheinon Golim. Im Shumda Vimakev. It's not God's predestined years of Golus that were planned from Yaakov Avinu's dream with the Mal going up on that ladder. The only thing that's holding us back is us. Ela tshuva. If you seek it, ask for it. If you really want the Gula, there's no blocks. There's no traffic jams. It's plain and simple. Us, the pushing on the pedal. That's going to bring the gula. Moshe Rabbeinu assured us that there's going to be tshuva one day as the cause for the gula. You're going to return to listen to the voice of Hashem. It's haftach. He's not telling us a mitzvah. He's assuring us it'll happen. You will do tshuva one day. And you're going to listen to his voice. And he's also assuring us, I guess the same thing, that when we do tshuva, we'll be elevated to a state higher than ever before. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be good to you and he'll increase you even more than your avos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu assures us that he's going to take nekama from all the nations that oppressed us. Woo!
happening today, Rabbi Say. Wow. You're going to lift up your hand over your oppressive. All of your enemies, you can raise it. Will be cut off. It's two different nations, two different people, your oppressors and your enemies. Those are the two ducks of Rabbi Barakana. I don't know what that means. Zilna, it was once walking in the wilderness, because in the land of Tree Havzi, he saw two ducks, the Shamti Gatfayu, they spread their wings, Mishmanayu, they lost their wings because they were so fat. The Nugget Chuta, the Duvsha Minayu, and it was coming out like fat Duvsha from them. Oil. Amin Elohu, I said to them, Miesli Begavaychu, do I get a piece of you? La Amadasi, Chadadalya Li Gatva, Chadadalya Li Atma. One of them gave me his wing, and one of them gave me his back. These two nations are considered two women that are going to go together. Havav refers to the hivuv, the spark, the fire again. So there's a snua and there's a shivcha, and instead of them is going to be Yairus the Gevirta, the princess. Snua ze adim, shnema ve'as esav sanesi, shivcha ze Yishmal, shehu ben ashivcha, the daughter of Hagar. So these are the two nations. I don't know what the shekels of these ducks, but they were representing the two nations of Klal Yisrael that were going to suffer under them. One of them, they're both going to Gehenim. One of them is Snua, and one of them is the Shifcha. The Snua refers to Esav Rasha, that's Esav Sanesi, and the Shifcha refers to the Ben Hagar, which is Yishmael. And these two nations are going to oppress us, but in the end, we're going to take over both of them.